Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We had hit 51 here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul an hour ago. Light winds, just great to be outside doing whatever. And our man in the outdoors, Steve Kearney, joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve-O, how you been?
Doing well, Steve. I wish I was on the water right now. It is beautiful, about 58 degrees, and I'm kicking myself. I should be on the water.
Yeah, and you've talked now for a couple of weeks. The bite's been pretty good.
It has. It's really been really good. It started about 10 days ago, and it's kind of funny. The hunting has really gone down the tubes. There's no ducks. They pretty much are, you know, locals are gone. We're waiting for some northern birds. That's not happening. The deer aren't moving. It's we're kind of in this flux time of October. I call it kind of a bow hunting depression right now. There's just nothing going on, but fishing is the bright spot right now. And a lot of the lakes are, you know, turning over. They're pulling in docks from the public access, and you can still get in, but it's a little bit more tricky. But yeah, the walleye crappie bite's really good, and I'm anticipating things will get better. You know, this rut will be starting here, the whitetail rut will be starting in the next week. So that's going to be a time you want to be in the stand every night, and hopefully some ducks are going to start moving down. So so far, so good. The pheasant hunting's been, you know, really pretty good. I've been on a lot of public property throughout Grant County, Otter Tail County, just kind of, you know, that whole northwestern part of Minnesota seems to be a good amount of birds, a lot of participation, a lot of hunters, you know, a lot of people out and about. So it's just kind of that time. We're waiting for everything to really kickstart here at the end of October into November. So things are looking good. We just got to kind of be patient.
Yeah, and Steve, I've heard good reports. A couple of people that I work with during the week, pheasant hunts so far are so good. So, yeah, I heard that as well, that pheasant hunting has been a positive so far.
It really is, and, you know, nobody really knew what the bird numbers were going to be, and they seem to be pretty stable. The real trick to this public land is, you know, there's a lot of parking spots that the DNR has on these places, and people will pull in at these parking spots and then start walking. Well, I tell you, the pheasants know what's going on. The ones that are still left know that when somebody parks in that parking lot and starts working that property, they know, and they're going to bail out the back end. So what I tell people is to come in and park on the opposite side of these public areas and walk them in the opposite direction, and you can kind of surprise them that way. And a lot of these birds, too, get pushed off, you know, public land and go right across the street to private land and learn that that is kind of the place to be. Because, you know, a lot of these public places get hit two or three or four times a weekend, and, you know, they get kind of wise to that after a while. So if you can get on private land adjacent to public, you're going to be very surprised, because the bird numbers are really pretty good. So, yeah, it's all about strategy. And what's interesting is those birds will return to that public land as you get later into November, into December with cold, a little bit of snow, then they will return to that again, because a lot of the hunting pressure is less and that's where the cover is. So they'll come back there, you know, eventually, but right now they're being pressured, but that's the way it is.
All right, Steve, let's get back to the bow hunting. You spend a lot of time in the woods. what's it going to take? Is it going to take a big change in the weather? What are you waiting for? What's going to be that trigger?
Well, I'm waiting for the calendar to hit about October 27, 28, 29. That's when the rut is going to kick in, and everything will change. I've been in a lot of stands almost every night. I'm not seeing deer. I haven't really seen a deer on the hoof in about 2 weeks, but that'll change. As soon as that rut kicks in, those bucks are going to be cruising, checking their territory, trying to check on rival bucks, looking for does, and you really want to be in your tree stand from about the 27th to the gun opener, which is November 7th. So the best time is coming. You just have to be patient. I'm super bummed out. I'm just not seeing deer. It's just very hard. I've spent hours and hours, and that's just the way it is at this time of October. It's just, you know, not happening. We had that full moon for like 6 days. It makes them, you know, moving at night. A lot of the camera pictures are 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. But again, when this rut kicks in, it'll change, and it's just going to get better and better. So hoping to, you know, use a tag or two here before the gun opener starts. So it's going to get better. You just got to be patient and wait. And sometimes it's not really weather related. It's more calendar related. So you get around that 27th, 28th, things will be happening. It'll happen.
Yeah, it looks like there's some rain moving in midweek, but temps are going to remain pretty steady. Highs in the 50s, at least here in the cities. And I would assume as long as it stays consistent, that fall bite you've talked about at the top is going to hang in there the way it looks between now and the end of the month.
Oh, yeah. If you can handle, you know, 40, 50 degrees on the water, this is really a good time. Right now until ice up is really good. And I'm finding walleyes and crappies in very shallow water, kind of in the spring areas that you catch them in May and early June, 7 to 12 feet of water along break lines. And so they're definitely transitioning towards shoreline areas. And there's not really a lot of pressure out there. Very few boats are out there. I think everybody kind of hung it up early with the drought and everything, and there's just, you know, not many people out, which is fine, but they're really missing out on some of the best fishing of the year. So again, that's another thing that's just going to get better and better as we get into late October and early November. And you know, a lot of times we have 75, 85 degrees around Thanksgiving, so it's not over yet.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. And where are you going to be in the coming week? Are you going to mix it up a little bit?
I am, Steve. I'm going to South Dakota. I'm going to be kind of cruising around North and South Dakota this week and looking for ducks and pheasants and trying to, you know, get her done. And I am hoping that there's going to be some sort of minor migration down through that area the next week. It hasn't happened yet, but I think it will be this next week because usually the Halloween week is always the best time for ducks. So looking forward to it.
All right, Steve, we'll talk to you in a week. And always keeping us up to date on what's happening in the outdoors. Steve Kearney, take care.
Take care, Steve-O. Bye.
Right, Steve Kearney, outdoors.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.